Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and calm night across Israel. In Jerusalem, the air is crisp, while Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze. A pleasant evening to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi Arabia covertly launched strikes on Iran during the war, sources say. Times of Israel reported this 3 hours ago. Also, Trump is considering a limited strike on Iran or a temporary deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, according to Ynet from 5 hours ago. Also this hour, a study finds systematic sexual violence on October 7 with horrific acts used to terrorize Israelis, reported just 27 minutes ago by the Australian Jewish News. Separately, the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after a ceasefire, once coordinating with Israel. This comes from I-24 News 7 hours ago. And finally, there's a grassroots call among Jewish leaders for a boycott of the New York Times. JNS highlighted this issue 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, wrote just minutes ago that Israeli settlers are attacking the Christian village of Tebe after midnight, causing distress and fear among residents. From Middle East 24, posting earlier today, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee confirmed that Israel is supplying Iron Dome systems and personnel to the UAE. Raylan Givens, who monitors global conflicts, reported an investigation finding Hamas forced sexual torture between family members on October 7th, a deeply disturbing revelation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the covert strikes by Saudi Arabia, the Times of Israel notes these were in response to Iranian attacks on the kingdom. The UAE also participated, reflecting rising tensions in the Gulf. This could further complicate regional alliances and diplomacy. Turning to Trump's considerations on Iran, Ynet reports that Israel prefers broader strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure, but worries this might draw the U.S. into a larger conflict. If Qatar's mediation fails, this could significantly impact global oil markets and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Australian Jewish News study reveals systematic sexual violence on October 7, a tool of terror employed against Israelis. This adds a grim dimension to the ongoing conflict, influencing international outrage and calls for accountability. In a related development, the UAE's strikes on Iran, reported by I-24 News, align with Saudi actions. This coordination with Israel underscores a complex web of alliances. The situation remains volatile, affecting peace prospects and regional security dynamics. And finally, the boycott call against the New York Times by Jewish leaders, as reported by JNS, follows accusations of biased coverage against Israel. This reflects growing tensions between media representation and public perception, potentially influencing future reporting. On the economic front, first, when investing in early stages, it's essentially a bet on the entrepreneur. So said Rachel Ten Brink at the panel on female entrepreneurship, as reported by CTech. Separately, Jan Koum, WhatsApp founder, set a new record with a $200 million donation to Shaare Zedek Hospital in Jerusalem. Walla Business covered this milestone in healthcare philanthropy. And finally, an investigation into oil market trades revealed billions made just before Trump's Iran announcements. Ynet Business reports that these trades are under scrutiny, with significant implications for market regulation. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.